In Governor Kathy Hochul's State of the State address, she said New York's educators are, quote, stressed and overworked.
So we will ramp up efforts to recruit and retrain teachers with more effective training and support, faster and earlier certification, and stronger career pipelines and ladders.
To explore the governor's proposed response to this teacher crisis, which she previewed in her State of the State book, we're checking back in with Andy Pallotta, president of New York State United Teachers, which represents the state's teachers' unions outside of New York City and is an underwriter of this show. Welcome back to the show, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Dave.
So New York schools have been facing a workforce crisis that predates the pandemic, but this public health emergency has exacerbated the underlying problems. What are the needs that exist across the state right now in terms of getting educators into classrooms? And are there parts of the state or certain types of schools in particular that are really suffering now and suffering pre-pandemic?
Oh, most definitely. There was pre-pandemic issues with staffing up schools. We had basically a 50% lowering of the amount of young people going into the education programs at SUNY. So you had students not going into the program, and of course, then you have less people coming out that can go into the school. So there is a certain amount of burnout right now. There is the current educators are feeling that maybe this is just not for me anymore, and I'll retire if they're old enough, and if they're not, maybe there's another career for them. There has been so much over the years, when we're talking pre-pandemic, where there was the comparisons of how the schools are not doing well by the previous administration. So we appreciate the recognition of the problem, and hopefully working with the governor now through all of these potential solutions to bring people into the profession.
And focusing a little more specifically on how the challenge has manifested itself, are there certain areas that have had a tougher job of either retaining teachers or attracting new teachers?
I definitely think we've seen from the entire state. So in my conversations with local leaders from Syracuse to Buffalo to New York City to Long Island and the Capital Region, it's a problem all over the place that they are seeing this happen. So now when you have teachers that are out sick and you can't get substitutes, now we now face a crisis for many school districts where they are trying to figure out on a daily basis, can they staff the school? That seems to be the biggest issue. And it's not just teachers, right? We have been highlighting, we'll take a look at teaching over the years, but now it's other staff shortages throughout the school system. So bus drivers, there was one district on Long Island that had enough teachers, but not enough bus drivers to bring the students to school. So, you know, we need to make sure that teacher assistants, paraprofessionals have that backing, that support, whatever they need to get the job done, and also opportunities to go into teaching. And that is, you know, I have friends who were paraprofessionals when I was a teacher, and they were able to go through courses and work their way up and take all the exams and everything and become a fully licensed teacher. So we are definitely seeing it all over the place.
So I want to talk about ways to attract new teachers. But first, according to the governor, there are many retired teachers who would return to the workforce at least temporarily if there wasn't a $35,000 cap on their earning potential. And therefore, she wants to temporarily lift the cap for certain retirees. Is this something you support, at least in the short term?
Well, I think we can support anything in the short term, right? So if this is something that we believe would bring people back to fill in these positions, that would be helpful. But what we're really needing is to open up programs and fully fund and make sure that they're taken care of, the programs that are bringing people into the system, right? So, yes, we'll take what we can get in this crisis, but there's also been something called a state teacher residency program, and we have one in the Capital Region, the Classroom Academy. where instead of a typical 6 month staying in a teacher teacher student placement in the school, it would be more like 2 years in the same classroom with a mentor teacher. And me personally, being a teacher for 24 years, one of the best things that was done for me was that I was given a mentor, somebody who could show me the ropes, because it is a very, very high stress job, right? And to have a mentor working with you on a daily basis, that's your foundation. So we strongly support the residency program, and also making sure that we have career ladders for those that are in the profession, like paraprofessionals, teachers, assistants.
Well, focusing a little more specifically on the Empire State Teacher Residency Program, do you have any sense of how many potential new teachers this could impact, or is that something where we're going to have to wait and see how much funding the governor is proposing for this initiative in her executive budget?
Right. A lot of these things depend upon the funding. How much money are we willing to put into these programs? I would think that at this point, this would be a great time for this investment, right? That we would say, you'll get a stipend, you'll get this support, we'll take care of you, we'll bring you through the process. And we'll also make sure that some of the certification programs are streamlined, right? That has been another frustration that people have to go through. So dealing with the EdTPA exam, that is another difficulty. Not every state has it this difficult to become a licensed teacher. So we should be working on streamlining this to get people into the profession. So we're not in a constant crisis. This is a crisis for so many industries, definitely for education.
For listeners who are just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the governor's plans to address the teacher crisis in New York in the short term and long term. And our guest is Andy Pallotta, president of New York State United Teachers. Pivoting back to the short term fixes proposed by the governor, and you kind of touched on this with regards to the accreditation process, the governor is looking to accelerate how fast we get new teachers into classrooms. Is the current timeline for certifying new teachers a problem as far as you see it?
Definitely. I think that anything that we can do to streamline it, and I spoke with Dr. Bedden-Rosa, the commissioner, just yesterday on this, and we are working together to make it a more feasible system for younger people, people coming out of high school to get into education programs and colleges, so that it just fits. It works with their lives. So, you know, there's a cost associated with those exams. We would like to see the cost of those exams taken care of, right, eliminated. We know that there's a crisis. We know that we can do something about it, and we should.
Do you have any sense of whether a lack of staffing at the state education department is slowing up the certification process? Because in the governor's State of the State book, she proposes increasing staffing at the department to oversee more certifications. So does that make a difference as far as you're aware?
Right. And we support that. Anything that they need at SED to speed up the process, to help people, to give guidance to people going into the profession, we would support. So increase the funding, 100% support that.
When you think about the different tools and funding streams that could be tapped to increase educators in the classroom, is there anything missing from the governor's State of the State address? Is there something that she's not potentially going to utilize that you are going to push for between now and March 31st when the budget is due, or maybe to get done as standalone legislation between now and the end of June?
Well, I think one of the main pieces has been this mentor program, right? So I know it helped me. I know it has helped many other people. So definitely looking at giving more into mentoring programs. And especially, we'll be able to identify where the severe shortages are and get those mentors to be with newer educators, because it's not just about getting people into the profession, Dave. It's keeping them there, right? Retention. Because if you have folks that are in for 1, 2, or 3 years and then they're frustrated and then they leave, that's just creating a cycle of burnt out folks that leave the profession, and then we have to start this all over again. So giving them the tools that they need to be successful, to be able to deal with the day-to-day problems associated with teaching in schools, and especially now with the pandemic upon them. So retention has to be a big part of that. Is that making the salaries more competitive? Whatever it is that we need to do. You know, we talk about mental health services for students in schools. We also know that we need that for the staff in schools. Everyone is under such tremendous pressure.
As a result of an agreement struck over the last year, we're expecting to see another record level of state funding for public education in this year's budget. Do you anticipate that will be enough to adequately fund, say, the salaries and benefits to attract and retain teachers?
I believe right now we're looking at a $2.4 billion increase over last year. Usually, over the many years that I've been working with the legislature, that number is a battle just to get to it. So having that in the budget this year as a starting place is great. Do we need more funding? Well, each and every day when I hear from a local leader in the union in a different part of the state and they tell me what they need, well, that is how we will lobby during the legislative session to get more funding into certain areas, whether that is mentoring, whether it is mental health services, social workers, whatever it is that we want to make sure that schools have, we will be lobbying throughout session. And this started, we started this with, NYSET's program almost 2 years ago, going around the state talking about Fund Our Future. And yes, this is a good starting point for us. There's a lot of needs out there.
Just to follow up, are you saying that $2.4 billion being a starting point means that you intend to ask the legislature to go above and beyond that level of increase?
Well, what we would do is we would try and find where the heavy, strong, severe needs are and make sure that that money is given to those districts too. Foundation aid, what they have provided now, is a great place for us. But we're never going to say, okay, I think we've arrived. We don't need any more social workers or school nurses. We've been lobbying for a school nurse in every school for so many years. That would be something that we would continue to lobby on.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Andy Pallotta, president of New York State United Teachers, which is also an underwriter of this show. Andy, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. You take care of yourself.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.